As I said, this Sunday is now known as Divine Mercy Sunday, and in this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, I think somewhere in there is a hidden message. Maybe not quite so hidden, but it's a message of mercy. It's the whole reason behind Jesus becoming one of us, becoming man. Mercy lies behind that rescue mission that Jesus embarked upon. It's a mission, though, that is not quite finished. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. He came to us as the divine missionary of mercy, as we are called to be missionaries of mercy as well, to all who are in need, to all that seek. And the church is one of the main arteries of His mercy, because it is through the church, especially through the Eucharist, that Christ remains with us in the world. We see in our reading from Acts of the Apostles, God's mercy flows through the early church, through the apostles. They do not even need to touch a person in order to heal them. It's enough for Peter's shadow to come over the person. We see it in the book of Revelation, this description of the church in this book that John gives us in his vision. It's a vision that is yet to come into its complete fullness, but it is a vision that we see in its partiality today. All of this flows from the heart of Christ, which was pierced, and outflowed blood and water. From His side on the cross, the church was born. From the side of Christ, mercy flows into our world. That is what Thomas experienced. He wasn't any different than any of the other apostles. When we read what was going on, he wasn't there when Christ appeared to the apostles the first time. But what did all of the apostles experience? They had all abandoned Christ. And then, on that morning of Easter, the women show up. They find the stone rolled back. They find the tomb empty. They find all of these things, and they're bewildered, and they don't know what to make of it. And so they run to Simon Peter. Peter and John don't believe. They run to the tomb to see what's going on. And they get there, and they see the empty tomb, and they go inside, and they see, and they believe. Then we have the disciples on the road to Emmaus that very day, retelling the story. Some of the women in our group had gone to the tomb, and they found this incredible thing. And then Peter and John go, and they came back and tell us it's just what they described. Oh, that's enough. I'm done. We're gone. We're out of here. They have the witness of the disciples. They could have gone to the tombs themselves, but they don't. They leave it all behind. It's too much. And so they leave. But then they recount, were not our hearts burning, as he explains sacred scripture? And so they run back to Jerusalem. And when they come back to the disciples, they tell them, he's alive. He's appeared to Simon Peter. And they tell everything that had happened to them as well. So Thomas wasn't that far off from the experience of every one of the disciples. He wasn't quite ready to leave. So he wasn't even as far away as the ones that had gone off to Emmaus. But he wasn't quite ready to take the word of another as well. So today he's with the group, and Jesus comes through the locked doors, standing in their midst. Thomas, put your hand in the nail marks. Put your hand into my side, and do not persist in your unbelief, but believe. Forgiveness and mercy. For Thomas, for all of the disciples that were there witnessing that, and for us, listening to it some thousands of years later. This is Christ's mission, and this is His message, forgiveness and mercy. And it is spelled out in a new and a beautiful way for us. It's the message of mercy that is given to St. Faustina, the message that really became the heart of St. John Paul II's pontificate. We now know it as Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, and we know the chaplet of Divine Mercy. And our response to His mercy is simple. It is the prayer at the base of the image. Jesus, I trust in you. Another translation, Jesus, I trust you. Like Mary Magdalene and the disciples, life can drag at our hearts. Life can be hard. We see a marriage fall apart. We see a child go away and not practice their faith. We see one of our loved ones with a serious illness a death, an accident, losing a job. These and so many more, sometimes more than one, hit us. And they can just seem like we get in this one after the other, after the other, after the other. And we don't know, how am I going to continue on? Do I follow the early Thomas? I will not believe. Or do I follow the later Thomas on my knees before the Lord and my God, believing even if we do not understand? Responding in faith doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't remove the insult. It doesn't make life easy. Jesus, I trust you. I trust in your love for me. I trust in your love for my family. I trust in your love for your church. I trust in your mercy. I trust in your grace. I trust in your promise. This is the power of the resurrection, that every promise that he has ever made has come true and will come true. Especially the promise that he will be with us always until the end of the age. Not just nice words. Not words just meant to comfort us and to make us feel all warm and fuzzy. This is the promise of the Eucharist. Do this in memory of me. That bread and wine that we offer truly with the words of consecration become something new. They become his body and blood, his soul and divinity, his mercy flowing from his side. He is with us. Even when we might turn away, he is with us. Even if we might not take him at his word, he is with us. Right here, waiting, inviting us, calling to us with open arms. The disciples had yet to learn to live by faith and not by sight. They had spent 3 years learning and believing in Christ, but he was always right there. And now they had to learn to continue by faith. Our challenge is to learn to live by faith and not by scientific proof. Divine Mercy Sunday begins a new phase in our relationship with Christ. It takes us beyond the passion. It takes us beyond the empty tomb. It's a relationship with the glorified Christ who is right here in our midst. The same yesterday, today, and always, that we may pray, Jesus, I trust in you.